Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the biblical book of the prophet Isaiah. Lesson 11, Waiting Love. Wednesday, First Fight. Such a special headline, Fast Fight. In former days, 500 years ago, Martin Luther, before he discovered how gracious God is, wanted to impress God in his cell as a monk that he did not sleep in his bed, but on the floor, which was covered with stones. It's a very hard bed, lying, sleeping on stones, if you can sleep on stones. And he wanted to impress God, because in the morning, every part of the body aches because it has been so hard. And he thought, well, God, do you see here, and there, isn't it impressive for you? And this was wrong. We can't impress God when we hurt our body. That's not the way how God wants us to act. He says, if we care for the hungry and the thirsty and for the naked, then what will happen then? Verse 8 in chapter 58. Then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your reward. Then shall you call, and the Lord shall answer. You shall cry, and he shall say, here I am. If you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity. And if you draw out your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall your light rise in obscurity and your darkness be as the noonday. Here we have a piece of art, a painting by the Austrian artist Maximilian Jantzsche. He painted the heavenly temple, the center of the universe, with all the greatness which is there. It's difficult to paint something like this, because it's so beautiful that we can't imagine how beautiful it is there. And we see here the Father on the throne and the angels that surround him, and he is light, and myriads of angels around him over there. Here the angels around the throne, honoring him. You are worthy. You made this universe. And from there, we are watched on this planet. We are watched how we behave. Every single person is filmed, and the film is kept up there. And no hacker can get there. It is there, in a safe place. Otherwise, there could be no just judgment at the end. So that we are filmed, that our life is filmed, that's important for the judgment at the end. And because of this film, we are lost, simply lost. But he has paid the price, and he wants us to see the weakest in society as those whom we should help, that they get out of the dirt and the mud and can start a new life. Fast.